You're listening to The Ryback Show. Feed me.
Welcome to The Ryback Show. I am the big guy, Ryback. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening from. Happy Monday. And the week has begun once again. Happy to be here, ladies and gentlemen. First things first, we're going to go ahead and hop right into paying the bills as we do right up front on this show here so that we could talk. You never know who's going to pop on here if somebody does pop on and talk about a few things today. Feed Me More Nutrition, guys. Premium supplements, the best supplements on the planet. No artificial sweeteners, no artificial colors. FeedMeMore.com right now, guys. We are doing our $4,000 Halloween cash giveaway. It's the final cash giveaway we're doing with Feed Me More Nutrition. This Halloween, one of you guys for simply buying Feed Me More Nutrition is going to win $4,000. It's that simple. All you got to do is go to FeedMeMore.com. Use discount code Halloween. 4,000 when you check out, you get 20% off your order. You get an option for a free shaker bottle and workout towel, premium shaker bottle and workout towel. You get an automatic entry with your purchase when you use that code, Halloween4000, or any other code that is linked to the contest. But Halloween4000 is our social media code and the code that we're doing on the website, guys, for 20% off. Every order is a new entry, increasing your chances of winning, and it ends this Friday, October 30th at midnight Pacific. We have less than 5 days to get your orders in, guys. This has been a very successful cash giveaway contest. It is our last one going into the holidays here, though. So if you wanted to try Feed Me More Nutrition, now is the time, because again, you could be getting a phone call here on Ryback TV or Ryback Rules on Twitch saying you just won $4,000. Shout out to Croft Daddy in the house. We got a little Jay Cutler for Halloween because it's a cut above the rest. Ah, Dude Buster Crofty. Made my morning seeing that. Oh, I'll have to share that story. We'll leave it as is because Cutler is a cut above the rest. We want to leave it intact. Fuel Meals, personal meal prep service I use, guys. Save 15% with discount code THEBIGGUY. FuelMeals.com. We got steak, chicken. They got tilapia, they got salmon, white rice, brown rice, asparagus, broccoli, green beans, Texan burgers, quesadillas, whatever you guys want. They got lasagna, pastas. They make counting your macros easy. Go to FuelMeals.com. Tell them the big guy sent you. They're probably not going to ask, but you can tell them anyways. Use discount code again, the big guy, and save 15% on some meal prep at your doorstep. For personal videos from yours truly, which reminds me, I have to get around to those today. We're going to actually make a little mental note of that because I do not want to forget the cameos because that would be letting people down. Cameo.com/TheBigGuyRyback for all personal videos, any occasions, guys. You know, the holidays are around the corner. If you want a Thanksgiving, you got a birthday for the dad, the uncle, the grandfather, you know, you got a wedding anniversary, you want to break up with somebody and you want the big guy to do it for you. You don't have the heart to do it yourself. You know, I could do it in a very compassionate, loving way, with a put a nice spin of positivity on how it's best for everybody to moving forward. So the cameos, guys, for personal videos. Teespring, the official merchandise store for Feed Me More Nutrition and the big guy Ryback, the Feed Me More store on Teespring. My book, Wake Up, It's Feeding Time, available on Amazon and paperback, Audible, and Kindle formats. Podcast reviews are greatly appreciated, guys, on iTunes and Stitcher. And friends of the show, Zevia, Stevia Sweet and Soda, the Farmer's Dog, the official dog food of Sophie and Little Guy, real food for real pets. Trupanion, the official pet insurance of Sophie and Little Guy as well. Even if you don't go with Trupanion, look into getting pet insurance for your loved ones. BioAccelerator, the stem cell company that has helped regenerate me along with the treatments here in Las Vegas. But BioAccelerator, their treatments are way more powerful than anything I could get here in the United States, guys. They are single-handedly or double-handedly, I guess I could say, along with, I can't, my Dr. Baumgartel here, and he's got me to a very comfortable level. BioAccelerator got me to a level where I can go back to wrestling. We're going down February 8th for the final treatments, guys, and then it's going back to the ring. and something I always wanted to believe was going to happen again, but was very trying times the last 4 years with all of this. And but here we are, nearly 100%. And I've been frozen in a block of ice this entire time. The ice has melted. I'm coming back bigger, stronger, faster, and also vegan. So stay tuned. But if you have a loved one, guys, in pain, in all seriousness, check out BioAccelerator on social media or hit up Austin Aries. He works for BioAccelerator. He's actually the one that set this all up for me this last time on getting me down there. So guys, hit them up if you have questions. They can give you the answers at least and get you going in the right direction. Follow me on social media at Ryback on Twitter, the big guy, Ryback22 on Instagram and TikTok, the Ryback Show, Feed Me More Nutrition, and Ryback TV on Instagram for entertaining and inspirational content, and Snapchat, Ryback247. All righty then, let's get showtime started. We had a super chat up there. I don't want to forget my super chat fans here. Let's go ahead and find that. Did the super chat get withdrawn? The super chat was withdrawn. So we, I see it off the screen. So that is all right. Good morning, guys. I hope you're all doing well today. I'm enjoying a little organic Peak Performance coffee here. And I may actually go get a Starbucks today. I'm taking a break on my Wake Up Unlimited Energy. While I do, I'm doing a 96-hour fast. No food. Only water, black coffee, matcha green tea with turmeric, which is calorie free. I put one of those in like a water bottle and I'll sip on it throughout the day. And I will actually be able to have a serving of my Pumplex City as well, but no Wake Up Unlimited Energy for me on this. I'm actually just taking I think a month off of Wake Up Unlimited Energy because I've taken it for quite a period of time without a break. And so just to kind of let my body have a break from that, and going for a personal record of 96 hours. I'm 14 plus hours in right now. I feel absolutely amazing. I also, though, did a huge meal, my last meal for Ryback TV, doing 8 Impossible Whoppers in 8 minutes, a speed eating challenge, which I think is going to be a really, really, really fun video. But I wanted to eat a large amount of calories. So I figured, oh, this is a great opportunity to do like a speed eating thing with a lot of calories and see if I can do it. Get 4,000 or 5,000 calories in my last meal. And then I'm going into my fast shortly thereafter, where that kind of gives me a little bit of a boost, at least initially, where like this first day, like I feel great still right now because I'm all recovered from that. And those calories are gonna fuel me at least initially. They will burn out quick though. And I have a feeling probably tonight is where usually the challenge always kicks in. But again, I have things to keep me busy, and being on Twitch now at Ryback Rules over there and gaming and streaming a little bit at night will allow me to, I think, make the nights a little bit easier, because that's usually for me, I get really, really hungry at night when I'm doing these fasts, where like that 8, 9, 7, 8, 9 o'clock. So I usually pop my GTS, go to sleep around 9, 9:15, and I'll be out by 10:15, 10:30 if I can get it in around then. And then wake up and then I'm good for the day, because daytime I stay busy and I have enough things to keep me occupied, along with the coffee here and there that always helps, and sipping on that. But I'm really big on mentally challenging myself, if you haven't figured out by now. And I like to 72 hours was the last record. And so now it's to see, can I do 96 hours? And if I get to 96, I may just say, let's try to go to bed. Because they'll be ending, you'll end Thursday night at 8:15 is the feeding time that I'm allowed, which seems like forever thinking about it. But if I do get to 8:15 at night and I'm just in the zone, I may just say, let's go for over 100 plus hours and go into the morning. But I have a feeling I'm probably going to eat Thursday night if I get to that point. The anything over 72 hours is a win, though, just for to document. If I get to 84 hours, huge victory. When it comes to this stuff, you know, I failed the 72 hours a handful of times. I went for it over and over and over again and just couldn't get myself. I'd always cave in after that, like 48 to 56, 60 hour mark. I'd get just like, I'm good. And then once I get to 72, I realized, oh, it like, it makes you more powerful. You know, you have the experience of doing it now. So it's built my confidence up now. Whether that is, has it built it up to 96 hours? I don't know yet, but that's the test. And that's the fun thing for me to see. Thank you. We got a great comment here. We're going to go ahead and show that just to Ryback. You have no muscle. Thank you, Rubino. Let's play. I greatly appreciate that. I went to bed at 296.6 pounds last night. So we're only going to put you in timeout for that comment. Moving on. I'm looking to see if we have any questions here. Welcome the Tex-Mex Gamer. We have a lot of people here. I see from over at Ryback Rules as well on Twitch. But guys, I'm going to be doing a vlog of this 96-hour fast and at various points just to kind of document what's going on. But for me, it really, really helps mentally. And obviously, I love the fat loss I get from it. Like I'm going to drop, I'll drop a lot of water and then I'll start going into really, really, really hardcore fat burning where I'm talking like it's a great feeling because like my body's super light. I feel it's, I'll probably lose 20 pounds on this. I'll go from 296 going to bed. I bet you I get into the 270s on this. Now, granted, that it's going to be completely just not with, you know, with my water levels depleted from the carbohydrate stores being depleted, the glycogen stores and that whole deal, and start going into to burning body fat for fuel. And those last 2 days are going to be really, really powerful. If I can get into that 72 to 96, because last time I did it, the last day, it was just like, whoa, every hour was just a noticeable difference. And it's a really cool thing. But for me, it allows me, I got into this and really interested in the prolonged fasting from the autophagy standpoint and from the point of self-healing, where your body, you're not using all that energy to constantly digest food and for bodily functions as much. So when you eliminate that, your body just starts healing and it has all this extra energy in it. And you'll actually go through crazy points. Yeah, you will get through points where you might feel like you're a little bit out of it, but your brain, you actually start your brain, my brain starts tingling around the 36 to 48 hour mark, which is kind of a sign that your body is switching over to the fat stores. And it is kind of a marker of ketosis, which is not something necessarily you like. Again, I'm not a big fan of the keto diet because that never really worked for me the way with the eats and processing fats. But when I eliminate food altogether, my body does go into it. And it's a really cool thing on that end for me with that. But you go through levels of having like insane amounts of energy and where you can't sit still. And then other times where you just want to chill and relax and just like conserve your energy. And it goes through cycles. But it's a mental challenge. And a lot of people that do fast will actually go like on retreats and go like out in the woods somewhere for like days, which to me is like, I just work and do all my stuff and keep doing, but you will notice, like, I bet you in like the next few days doing this show, it may be more difficult for me because sometimes your brain, sometimes you'll be really sharp and witty. And then other times it just, nothing comes to you. And it's a crazy, like I said, like a wave of events. But it's, I really wish everyone could experience it to even on small levels of fasting, because it really, like I said, it regulates the blood glucose levels, your sugar levels. It helps with cravings a lot when you do this over time and let your body start normalizing. So this is for me, like my shoulder and everything. I go really hard on the week in my back on the training. I always feel so good on these because like I don't work out. I let my body completely rest and all the extra inflammation that I have in my body just kind of goes away, which plus two now being vegan, the new diet, vegan for over 5 weeks now, the inflammation of my body has been cut down even more. And it just keeps getting better and better and better and better. So that's what we're doing here. I'll keep you guys all up to date on this process and this journey that I'm going on and document this on a 96-hour fast vlog that I'll be doing for Ryback TV shortly. I will say also I am on Twitch at Ryback Rules. And last night I actually completed the Mortal Kombat 11 story in about a week. playing it for about 45 minutes, 30 minutes some days, an hour other days. And so, yeah, follow me over there. We have a nice community in Rybackville, as I call it. There's three tiers. And we have the Rybackers, the Big Guy Ally, and the Feed Me More Corps over on there. And we may have to add those tiers over to the membership program on YouTube as well for being part of the channel. We're going to go ahead and we got a lot of spammy questions with WWE. We're going to go ahead and get that. Mango Candy just ran out of stock. Eddie, good question on that. That's not a question. That's my catchphrase. The Mango Candy, though, is on reorder right now. We just got our green apple back in stock last week, and we've had pink lemonade in stock on the Wake Up Unlimited Energy with Feed Me More Nutrition. But the mango, I'm hoping in the next, honestly, we're probably looking at 4 to 6 weeks right now from when everything was put in. And there's just been there's been longer wait times with COVID and with everything here going on and the manufacturing lead times with waiting for ingredients. So that one will be, I don't know if it's still on Amazon. If you can, I think our resellers do have it in stock on Amazon, if I'm not mistaken. So you may be best just grabbing a tub of it on there. And then the other stuff off feedmemore.com if you want, if you're like wanting to enter the contest still. But other than that, yeah, I would just say Amazon for the time being. And hopefully we get that here because it literally just ran out of stock. We're going to go ahead. We got a lot of the same questions here with some of the people. How many WWE questions do I get daily? It's nonstop. Wrestling questions, WWE, and I've answered it. Listen to episode 6, my friends, of the Ryback Show number 6. I give you great detail on the entire circumstances that led us to where we are here in 2020 with me being happier than I've ever been. So, and being ready to return to WWE in to wrestling in early 2021, if all goes well. As I'm looking today, guys, I do want to say, but about Twitch, one of the things I wanted to say, and I'm noticing, and it kind of ties into what I want to talk about on today's show, is the community over there is really, really positive and fun. And we have it as an only subscribers, only chat right now, and we're going to leave it like that. And it's a good group of people. And I think that's gonna grow, and we are growing on the followers. I'm being on there for a couple weeks already. So, and where it's gonna have the podcast every morning, it'll have like when I do the weekend Feed Me More Nutrition stuff, and then streaming games exclusively on there. And right now I'm on Mortal Kombat 11, and we're gonna thoroughly complete that game, and then I'm gonna move on to probably Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Thank you, Steven. That's a good thing here. We'll bring this up. Hey, Ryback, love seeing you branching off from the wrestling industry. Any collab projects with from other wrestlers in the same mindset you'd like to get with? Thank you, first and foremost, Steven. And it's more, I've been doing this since I left, and I'll always be involved in wrestling, but it's something that I'm passionate about and preaching with the health and fitness with a positive mindset more often than not. And it just takes time and it's repetition. And everything has evolved since I got started, you know, with all of this four and a half years ago, when everything was slowly coming together. And there's a lot of people I want to do collaborations with. I mean, and for me, though, right now, I am in such a functional routine of pushing out content and getting content and managing everything. You know, and having the supplements, having a fulfillment center and customer support, but running all of that and overseeing all of that on top of all of this and the people that do a lot of the stuff for me that help me behind the scenes. It's like it's just this never ending wheel of just turning and going from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing. And obviously with Sophie, which I've told you guys about with her disc disease and her condition needing constant care, it's tough. And like for me to right now, just up and leave and go travel somewhere to go do a collaboration. You know, now if conveniently someone's in Vegas and we can get it done, then great. But even that, you know, it can be really difficult. I live away from everything here as well. I'm 30, 40 minutes. Sometimes if you're going to Henderson, 45, 50, 55, 60 minutes with traffic now. So you got to look at that where it's, just everything has to time out. Well, and they will, there will be collaborations, the other wrestlers, you know, Sheamus, we've always said, do a workout together eventually, but I want to be healthy when I go do that. You know, I'm not like people. That's the other thing. I don't think sometimes people, and I say people, like not just, I'm just saying not everybody understands the situation that I was kind of put in with all of this and needing a 5-disc fusion and shoulder replacement is no laughing matter. And I stay positive. I stay upbeat. I don't let myself go. I make the most. I faced adversity many times in my life and I just keep going. But this was a very tough hill that I had to climb while doing all this other stuff. Probably the most challenging, easily the most challenging point of my life. Because when I had my ankle injury with WWE, I was getting a paycheck every week. And just all I had to do was just do the work and try to just rehab, watch wrestling matches. Where this, everything falls on me. My success and my failure falls solely on me. And there's so many different things I'm now doing and branched off to. So, yeah, definitely, though, to answer your question, there will be collaborations with more people. And again, I think once I'm able, and I think once I'm back in wrestling and I have kind of a routine and I know Sophie's all right. And with her, when I'm able to leave for a couple days and do my thing, that in those 2 days or whatever that time period is, I'll be able to get a lot of content done on the road as well and be around a lot of other people. And when you're also, once things get back to normal traveling wise, you know, with everything with COVID and, you know, in wrestling and then you're in somebody's city, it will be convenient to start putting out massive content with collaborations. So I'm just kind of in that period where I'm stuck at home and it is what it is. And we've had major success under this formula on it. So I'm not like overly concerned and the YouTube has taken off again and growing. I think we've had nearly 22,000 new subscribers in the last 28 days. And that number just keeps going up. I think I'll be able to get that up to 30 or 40 consistently with the pace that we're on and with what we're doing on the channel, which is just going to keep increasing things for me on all areas with Feed Me More Nutrition and through ad revenue on the channel that just keeps growing. So I'm going all in on that with the supplements and kind of, I told you guys too, like the branding, I make my money by hustling. When I do content for YouTube and Twitch and all that, it directly increases my sales on Feed Me More Nutrition, which is my business, which is set up and I'm the brand, I'm the owner. So the more I'm out here, the more social I am, the better everything is for me on all that as well. But the collaborations will be done. So I just ask, just stay patient. They will be there. I actually can't wait for the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight. I think that's going to, I wish they were able to do this with a full crowd. I'm not sure the date's coming up right around the corner. But the man, I grew up with Tyson. That's my childhood, you know? So to see him get another, you know, opportunity to go out there and man, I enjoyed the spectacles. I don't like the Khabib fight and I actually missed it because I thought it was at 7 o'clock at night and I was super pumped to order it. And then I right before I get to the gym, I look on my phone and see that he tapped Justin out in the second round, early in the second round. But, you know, I just, man, just so appreciative of good fights. And I always just enjoy the productions of all these things when they put them out like UFC. They do, man. It's just a good time. And granted, there are fights where I'm pulling for maybe one guy over another, but it's still like if the other guy wins, I'm not like, oh, that ruined my day or my night. And I don't go instantly and go put out a bunch of bad like tweets or anything like that on it. I always like that's the Tyson fight to me is just going to enjoy it, you know? And because realistically, it could be the last time you see either of those two guys. You never know with this sort of thing. And you never know what's going to happen in the fight game. You never know. You're talking about elite level guys where they can go either way on things. And you never know whose night it's going to be. You never know the full story on what's going on. and which is often usually get the full story years later, or and it makes for great podcast episodes or little ESPN stories, getting the back end on it, you know, kind of like the Buster Douglas with Tyson, when, you know, at the time, nobody, I don't think, I was not completely unaware, especially with the way information was shared back then, you know, that his mother had passed away and that how hungry he was, which explains the performance and where Tyson was with his life. And there's always so much going on. You never know what a fighter's mindset is going into the thing, but you know, Khabib 29-0, it's just unbelievable. That's just, it's such a cool thing to see, and you know, going through mentally what he did. A lot of fighters would go the other way. A lot of fighters wouldn't even take that fight, you know, with everything that happened with his father and that. And to be able to go one last time without a crowd too, and go out there and be that dominant and then go ahead and just say, that's it. Like, man, incredible. So nothing bad to say. And with that, guys, I want to talk about today is something I'm seeing a lot on social media. And I think it's something I'm guilty of at times. We're all guilty of it. And it's something I'm always consciously aware of also. And usually if I do put out something, I know that what I'm doing when I do it, and it's just something I feel I have to do. But
hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I want to talk about, and I see like people talking about our joys and our love more so than the things we don't like, the people we don't like, the bad people. And like even this morning, and then I see like some people I follow on social, on Twitter, for example, and Twitter tends to be the place where you could see the most of it, I feel like, and probably Facebook, but I'm not on there, but I've heard. And there was somebody, a guy that I follow, and I just have to mute people when I see this. And it's not like, it's not a bad thing. It's just, I don't want to, if they're going through a tough time, I don't want to see it on there. But it was like, man, this app really is the shits. It's so many disgusting negative things on here. What a horrible, like, what a horrible site, man. This site sucks now. That was like, along the lines of that. And I'm just like, Jesus, what do you think the replies are going to be on that? You're going to now attract like flies on shit. All the other people that are, man, yeah, that Twitter is the worst. It sucks. People are horrible. This, I hate this. I hate that. Now you guys are just in a pool of shit talking shit. Like, it's a horrible thing, but we've all done it, right? We all share that. It's in social media makes it way easier to go down this road, more so than before. So a good practice is to, one, become consciously aware of when we are going down that road, and then catching it, it's okay to put it, but let's get away from it. By that, like, why don't we talk about things we like? And like, for example, we look at everything going on in the whole, the political aspect, political side of things, right, in the world. And I'm not a political person, but I see everything that I see is what people don't like or what they hate. Well, why aren't we talking about what we like? If you're a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter, wouldn't your message be better off putting out, man, I really like Biden because of this, this, and this, or man, that's so great to see this. But instead it's bashing the other side, bashing the other people. And it is, and again, and I have my thoughts on the feelings of the whole thing, but it's just, we could instantly feel better by focusing on the things we like. And also there's a benefit to that. You're actually raising awareness if those are actually factual things that you're saying, that how other people might not be aware of, where you could actually maybe persuade people with positivity if they're on the fence, you know what, rather than just bashing all the time. And it's just something we've all gotten to the habit of doing at various times. And even, you know, I could be positive 95% of the time, but say I'm negative 5% of the time, I'm still negative 5% of the time, maybe on social media over something, right? Which that might be 100% of someone's exposure to me, might be only that 5%. But, and then they're seeing it from everybody else. And it's just this overwhelming thing. Whereas if we all make a conscious effort to try to just make a shift on how we act online, we all control social media. We control, you know, again, how we process the information. We can't always control what we're going to see, right? But we can control how we process it, and realizing and having a fundamental understanding that talking about problems and talking about our problems are more likely than not to lead to more problems. It's going to attract other people with problems that also want to share their problems. And it's going to fuel a negative mindset where it's just making this social media experience draining and toxic and not fun. Whereas if we are consciously aware and we know what we want and we want to talk about good things, we don't want to see the bad things, and we're not going to give the bad things any attention anymore. We're going to mute it. We're going to block it. We're just going to talk. We're going to talk about good things. We're going to find the people that share a happy, loving, positive mindset. We're going to let that grow. We're going to go in that direction, you know, and it's something we have control of. We always don't want to admit it, but we do. And it's not always easy. And I'll be the first one to say it to someone that gets a fair share of their fair share of negativity. You know, I could go ahead and post a comment on, you know, I hope everyone has a loving, happy day, man. What a beautiful day here in Vegas. I just can't wait to get out and get some fresh air. And, you know, there may be somebody how dare you be in such a good mood during COVID? You know, what a piece of shit you are. You suck. I hope you die, Ryback. Very realistic scenario right there, by the way. Right? Whereas just, okay, let's mute block. That guy's clearly hurt. He's in a bad place. His life is not going well. I don't want that. I'm not going to let that ruin my happiness. But oftentimes what we would do is then we could like also, man, make a tweet out of that. Man, people fucking suck. God, people are so stupid. Where the hell did this, you know? And it's something I've been guilty of, not to go like that direct on that, but like highlighting the negative more so than the positive. And yes, the negative, it's always existed. And yes, we could say it is at a high level, but I think social media just kind of has opened the floodgates to everything. There's massive love on social media. There's massive happiness on social media. We just have to find it, and we have to value it and hold it and cherish it and hold it tight. And I think, it's up to us and how we use social media. And again, the first step in all of this is becoming consciously aware and seeing it. And then when you see yourself going on a rant or doing something, it's going, hey, man, I'm doing it again. I don't want to do it. Maybe you delete the tweet, or you figure out you post something else. Like, you know, I don't know why we put our thoughts out. We all want to put our thoughts out throughout the day, right? You know, it's like let's get in the habit of doing 3 good thoughts a day. I don't know. We got to start somewhere. It's just random things that we like. Man, I really like it when somebody holds the door open and smiles at me. That makes me feel good. That's a thing. Why don't, you know, we easily put that out. You know, man, there's nothing better than going for a 20, 30 minute walk during the day with your dogs. I absolutely love it. Put that out as a thought, whatever it may be, whatever it is you love and getting in that habit, and it's practice. And that's what I think right now what's happened is we've gotten a lot of practice at putting out what we don't like because this is also new in a way. And also too, with the news and the negativity. And again, this all comes in. This goes into having a healthy mindset of limiting that stuff as much as possible. And I'm not going to tell you I don't like watching the news. I don't like the way it makes me feel. You know, if you like to watch the news, it keeps you up to date on what's going on. That's where you like it. I'm not going to tell you not to watch it, but maybe just be consciously aware and recognize if you are in a down mood, it could be connected. And then not to let that affect how you go on social media and act. And that just taking these small little steps in this practice, overall, there could be a massive shift in what we see on social media and what starts happening. And we can't control everybody, but if there's more of us using it in a positive way, it stands to give it a chance to change how the platforms are going. And finding the people, you know, we're all going to have different ideas and beliefs and things the way that we feel, right? But rather than attacking those that have a different mindset, maybe we just talk about the things that we like with the people that we share a similar mindset with. And anyone can have that positive power shift if we want. We're all in control of that. It's just so we got to practice it. And it's something I see and I'm aware of. And I know when I put things out sometimes and I go, this is going to open me up to a little bit of negativity. But I know how to process it where I'm not fazed by it on that. And I can keep going about my day and living in the real world with that. But that's why nothing's ever 100% either. It's just habits of things more often than not. And like, I think there's a valuable place for negativity and anger, and they can fuel some really, really great things, and their emotions for a reason. And to not acknowledge them or to say like, that they're bad all the time. They're only bad if we allow them to be bad and consume us. And that's the only, and they eat away at us, and we don't take productive action, and we're not loving, and we turn into hateful, evil, angry human beings nonstop. But if we're able to take negative things and anger and then let them fuel us into a positive direction, they're very valuable. And a lot of the greatest things in the world have come from that. A lot of people with adversity, that overcoming adversity, you know, have been able to do that. And it's something I've practiced and have been able to do multiple times in my life to fuel me to a new level of growth on horrible, negative, angry situations for me. You know, this last one as well with the WWE, a lot of anger there. It's personal on a lot of levels. And I do things daily. That's my battle though. Right. So that's something I have to sort out. Nobody else went through that but me. So nobody else can actually truly understand it. I could tell you everything all day long, but if you haven't experienced it, you can't understand. And nobody, wrestler wise, fan wise, nobody experienced that but me. And then with the injuries and everything and with the drugs, with all that. And it's a very angry situation. But something that helps me is reminding myself that everything that happens to me is for my favor and benefit. And we have that choice. And I look at where my life is now. I look at where my happiness level is. I look at my level of control compared to when I was wrestling solely, exclusively for them. I am in such a better place. I'm doing the things that I wanted to do for so long, where a lot of that was limited at the time and just always being in pain and going week to week and knowing something was internally really wrong with me, but not knowing because I didn't want to find out. And then listening to the doctors, and it was a negative, horrible experience, and it is what it is. But I was with that, so much good came from it. So it's taken positive action. And another piece with all of this is minding our own business. It's something with social media where a lot of us are now, we jump into other people's business and we allow a struggle or a situation that somebody else is going through to then we jump in and add more negativity or hate or whatever it is, right? So that's another key to, I think, getting in a positive mindset and where we can, in focusing on the things that we love and joys and that make us happy, is also not contributing to things that don't benefit us. You know, There's sometimes, and I like using Gary Vaynerchuk because Gary is operating at a really high level, and I like Gary a lot. Gary's helped me without even trying to help me. He's and he's helped me indirectly a couple times. He's like, but there's things I see from Gary where I don't always agree with, and I don't, rather than post on his page what I don't agree with, I just move on because he's viewing it from a different viewpoint than me, most likely. And I'm aware enough to know that, where I was like, that doesn't benefit me to really. Gary knows what he's doing. I don't need to chime in on that. And because it doesn't, I just want to keep doing my thing and going about my day. I heard it. Move on. I'm not looking to engage in an argument. I don't want to consume my time going back and looking at the comments, because then what happens? I'll tell you what happens. You put something out like that, what's going to happen with all the people that follow him? They're going to start chiming in. Some might agree with you. Some might not. A lot might not. You might start getting bashed. You might then get those people that come to your page and then start leaving negative things on your page because they're obsessed with it. They're living in other people's business. And before you know it, but now it's affecting you as well because you jumped in something that wasn't your business. You see what I'm saying? And that's where this stuff can, like, it opens us up. Whereas if we are constantly in a loving, giving, joyous mindset, more often than not, we're not going to attract that stuff as much. I will say, like I said, with social media, anything's fair game. You can put out the most loving thing. You know, today was an amazing day. I took $1,000 and I went and bought, 1,000 burgers from McDonald's to feed the homeless today. What a great feeling. Today was an amazing day. It felt good to be able to help some people out. And you're a piece of shit. You fed them McDonald's? What's wrong with you? Don't you know how bad their food is for people? Like, that's a very realistic thing. I've seen it actually with people on things, on feeding and doing things and getting food for people. Like, you bought them that? You only spent $1,000? You're a piece of shit. Jeez. Right? I know you guys have all seen it. It's just like, So with social media, it's up to us to just understand how to, that's them. Mute, block, let it go, stay in a loving mindset. Don't let that thing shift you into putting out a negative. Whereas you see that and you go, man, people are just trash. The world, man, what's wrong with people? Everyone's so dumb and stupid. Because it happens. Because that one thing could make us just skew our viewpoint on reality in the real world, when in reality there's a majority, man, of mostly good people. But I think a lot of people, we're all going through different things. A lot of people are in ruts, and social media is the easiest place to kind of be in a rut of things, right? So again, it comes to, don't follow people that don't make you feel good. Follow people that you like, that motivate you, that more often that make you feel good. Don't scroll unless you're specifically looking for something. Don't just, because I could tell you guys, and I've done it before with working, where you all of a sudden you start going on the Instagram feed or whatever it is, or Twitter, and you just open yourself up to a can of whoop ass, to quote Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, you gotta be careful with that. And because we're in real life, we've never, our exposure to things is so limited to where we are and where we go, and people act accordingly because it's real life, right? And on the social media world, we are open to everything. So it's a combination of things, guys. But it takes practice, is where I want, what I want people to understand. And again, in another quote, and I'll leave you with this on it, is I get to over I have to. It's a very powerful phrase. I get to live today. I get to go. I get to have coffee. I get to do a 96-hour fast. I get to test myself. I don't have to do anything. I get to. I get to go to work today. I get to wake up and spend the day around my dogs, who I love more than anything. I get to be around fans and talk to good, loving people. I get to laugh. I get to have relationships with people that I don't maybe live by, but through social media, I get to have interaction with them. Man, what a great thing. Right? So it's just focusing more on that and being of a grateful mindset. And not always easy. I'll be the first one to say it. But if we do it more often than not, it's a practice. And it's going to, guys, it's practice for the rest of our lives. And I hate to say it, like, it's not something, but it gets easier over time. Where I'm at now is way better than I was 10 years ago. I could tell you that much. And where I was 10 years ago was better than where I was 5 years ago from that point. So it's just, it's a constant evolution. We're all at different starting points. We all have different experiences. We're all going through different things. But if we can have a fundamental understanding of things on what people that are doing well in life kind of have passed down and seen things I've learned and I continue to learn and practice, we may be able to improve. We got a super chat here from Jake Winions. Thanks for the inspiration, man. Very much appreciate it. Lost 40 pounds thanks to your guides and Celtic Warrior workouts. Badass, Jake. Congratulations, man, and keep doing the work. That's why health and fitness and mindset, they all go together, guys. And that's why I'll tell you too, follow, and this is just me, follow people that motivate you online that are healthy and that you know are healthy and doing it the right way. Because there's a negative out there on the fitness world that isn't necessarily healthy, and it's a sad reality. And I've seen it time and time again. And you want to be careful who you follow and who you listen to. And if you think it's suspicious, move on. I promise you, you'll be the best bet. And don't get caught up in that way. But man, 40 pounds and you're doing the work, Celtic Warrior workouts. Big fan of Seamus and him putting out motivating content on the workouts. It's a great thing to see. And we all can inspire each other. That's the other thing. Even if you have 10 followers or 5 followers, you have 5 people you can inspire each and every day and empower. And I promise you, if you start doing it, that number is going to grow. I promise you. And in time, and it's like money, when things start adding up and it just starts multiplying more and more and more, because then eventually you get to 1,000 people, you have now 1,000 potential people that are following you that potentially could spread the word about how awesome you are on social media, right? And that's what happens. And that's what happens when you're in a loving, positive, caring mindset more often than not. And if you're in a negative and you're trash talking, and it can go the other way on that. But you can still grow on social media with that, but you're going to attract that kind of following as well. It's going to be a very negative environment. But good job, my man. Good job. Looking through, see if we have a few more comments here. Any questions on that? So here we got a good, these days, almost all, 9% people sucks and they're all jealous and hatred mind, difficult to find good one. So there's a perfect example of, to me, that's you in a very bad mental place, my man. That's I think to say 99% of the people suck, I think is a very strong negative comment. You know, what if you change that around to 99% of the people in the world are actually good, loving people? Maybe there's just, maybe some of them are just going through some bad times, and that's what we're seeing on social media. Maybe the 99% of the people on the planet are good, loving people. Let's look for that. Let's start saying that. Let's seek those people out. Let's be more compassionate towards people that maybe people are just airing out their problems on social media more than maybe what they should. But maybe 99% of people don't actually suck, right? Let's change our self-talk. Maybe we'll attract better people, my opinion. We got another super chat here. Let me get that off. From Jamon John, any funny backstage incident with jobbers you squash on SmackDown, very beginning of Ryback character? No, other than Jamon, the one thing I would always do, though, when I was taking on the indie local guys, I'm very thankful for those guys, because I was very early on at a time where I was doing some moves. I really depended on those guys to be in places at the right time. And because those matches were, I would go through and script those to almost bell to bell, because it was, we had to be so meticulous with this on what I wanted to do. I was very aware. I was very comfortable being on TV, always have been. But you're dealing also with people, though, that have never been on TV. And I'm new on top of that, right? I'm new and I'm in a very critical building stage. And I had these people that no doubt had to be nervous and no doubt might have thought that I was maybe really going to kill them. So I took it upon myself. And I would, once we got the people that were going to be the locals, we would pick them. And guys like Arn Anderson, Road Dogg, they would actually, they'd bring in a good group of locals, and we would find the two that we thought were the best night. Their insight on that, because I didn't know a lot of these guys. So the agents might have had a little experience, or they were able to know, they'd seen them somewhere. They hit a home run time and time again with all the guys, and the guys all stepped up. But I would actually eat with them in catering and talk to them all throughout the day, because there's nothing more stressful than being a local at a WWE show. And I know from being in developmental and going up there before I was making the company any money, it's very stressful. You don't want to get in the way. You don't want to step on any toes. The environment was very, very, could be very stressful. So these guys are now being asked to go out there and do this thing and help get me over. And they're in the WWE. They're seeing all the stars backstage. They got producers coming up to them now, asking them questions. So I made sure to stay by them, because oftentimes they would put them in a really shitty part of the building. A lot of times locals wouldn't even get a locker room in WWE. Believe it or not, they would make them get dressed in a corner. They'd put a little curtain up. I've been a part of that, and being an extra, in developmental, we had to do that sometimes. It's crazy. And you have these massive arenas, but that's what they do, because they breed a negative, fearful environment, which I was aware of. So I took it upon myself to spend as much time with these guys and allow them to hang around me so that they would be comfortable. Because if I was with them and they're not out on their own, then maybe it was a little less stressful. And those men, I'm so thankful. I'll put those guys over all day long, because every single one of them from the very beginning just so thankful for it. But that the people used to joke, some of the guys that I was having their last meal with them before I'd go kill them. So that's a little, I guess that could be considered kind of a funny backstage story with that. We're going to go ahead and we'll get rid of the spammer here. Sorry, guys, on that. We definitely need to get a few mods for the Ryback TV as we're doing this. Any other questions on today's conversation, guys? This is, Giant Game and Giant Gaming says, how introvert people handle social life? Please tell me, big fan of everything. You know, if you're an introvert, I have a lot of I'm very introverted at times. I joke that I'm the most extroverted introvert, or the most introverted extrovert on the planet. And I go through cycles and where I can turn it on and turn it off. And I think neither is negative. I think both are great. I think an introvert is someone, though, there's different levels to this. Like, I love to read and learn and like, I'm very content and happy. I don't feel the need to always be out or be seen. Other people like to be very social all the time. They're not good at sitting at home by themselves because they don't like to read. They don't have things to fill their time. And so they get anxiety and they panic. They need to be seen. There's different levels. And there's just people that read and do that, and they love to go out. And I'm kind of a combination of that and going through different periods with all that. But if you're an introvert, man, you just got to challenge yourself and put yourself out there at times. And you do it in baby steps. And, you know, get off of social media. Or if you do meet someone on social media, a friend, a girl, whatever, a guy, whoever, set something up, man. Something simple. Go get a coffee. Go to the park. Do something that's not really stressful. Go for a freaking walk somewhere. Like, start building a little bit, and you'll start building a little bit of confidence of getting out. My best advice, because if you do nothing, nothing is going to change. But if you do at least try something, I promise you something could possibly change. And with that, guys, and with that, I think we're going to wrap up today's episode. I do want to talk more, something I think in the future, and maybe I don't know if this is going to be tomorrow's episode, but social media licenses. I really think it's something we need to have a really, really deep conversation with and look at with the way the world is going. And we have restrictions and things on other things. And I think it's something I mentioned many years ago. And it's something I think where we're going in the world, I don't think it's a bad idea, specifically for kids. And we'll talk more about that in another episode. But check out, guys, my Feed Me More Nutrition Halloween giveaway. Once again, feedmemore.com. I've given away $4,000. It ends this Friday. We have all the details on the homepage on feedmemore.com. So try my supplements if you've been wanting to try them, because you can win $4,000 in doing so. And I thank you guys for listening. You've just listened to another episode of The Ryback Show. Feed me more.